In general, we know that we recite a lot of brachas. We try to recite at least mea brachos b'chol yom. The Gemara tells the Mesechas and Mesechas Menachos. And there is a bracha recorded already in the Mishnayos in Chazal that when people would be yotzei the mitzvah of challah, so they recite a bracha prior to giving over that particular, to fulfilling that particular mitzvah. The bracha on Afrashas Challah is quoted by the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, the Tor in Yoredeya and Simin Shin Chav Ches, as well as the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch there, that there is a bracha that you recite whenever you're mafresh challah. The Rambam points out, based on a variety of other Mekoros, that when you separate challah, you say a bracha of Asher Kedushan B'mitzvosa B'tzivanu, a bracha on challah. You do that whether you are fulfilling the mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, or you are fulfilling the mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz. You also do that whether you are separating challah b'tahara, and you're going to be giving it to a kohen, or even if you are separating challah b'tuma. No matter what, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz, b'tahara, b'tuma, when a person comes along and they're mafresh challah, they make a bracha. That bracha is recited right before they are mekayim the mitzvah. Right before they're mekayim the mitzvah, right before they create the challah itself. What is the nusach of the bracha, though? It's asher kishan b'mitzvot b'tivanu, lahafresh, what? What do you say? What do you say? So if you look in the Rambam seems to write, Hilchos Bikurim, it's lahafresh challah. Makes sense. It's challah. That's what it is. The Tor quotes that's the nusach found in some of the Rishonim, lahafresh challah. He adds, v'yesh omrim, the bracha was lahafresh truma. Why would the bracha be lahafresh truma? Because the pasuk in Chumash does refer to challah also as a cheftashel truma, referred to as truma also, and therefore maybe it makes sense to call lahafresh truma, especially because challah itself sometimes can be referring, as the post can point out, to like we refer to like our challah as challah. We don't mean on Shabbos we eat challah. It doesn't mean the part that's separated from the dough. It means like the cake or the dough itself. So saying lahafresh truma could be a little bit clearer. Doesn't really matter, you know, what you say. So the Torah points out, no, the Bach knows that's the sheet of the Smak and others. The nuzah doesn't matter. Lahafresh challah is good. Lahafresh truma is good. It's really all beseder. The Bach says that miuha medaktikim. There were medaktikim that were noagim levarich lahafresh truma challah. Lahafresh truma challah. They were just like, just go for it. You know, why not? You'll totally be covered. Whatever you want it to be, that is what I am willing. That is what I am willing to do. The bracha doesn't, that's what it is. Doesn't matter. Lahafresh truma challah. The Aruch HaShulchan points out an interesting ha'ara. Again, this all is by way of introduction as far as the nusach. The Aruch HaShulchan points out as an interesting ha'ara, which is why did the minhag develop that we say lahafresh challah? Why not say lahafresh truma? Some of the Rishonim seem to have a preference even for lahafresh truma. Why the bracha is considered to be lahafresh challah? So he makes the following really intriguing suggestion. He says, I think the word truma, he has arrived from a behag, is most appropriate, that's laharim, to uplift. So when you're separating the challah to come along and to give it to a kohen, that's called really truma. You're laharim, the item, I'm going to give it to a kohen, that's what's really called truma. But nowadays, when we don't give it to a kohen, nowadays when we take our truma and we burn it and we dispose of it, so then it wouldn't be as appropriate to use the word truma, it makes more sense to use the word challah. Because challah is a language you could even burn. Truma implies that you're uplifting and giving to a kohen. That's why he says the minhag is that we say lahafresh challah, lahafresh challah. But the nusach for most Rishonim does not seem to be so significant whatsoever. So there is a bracha. The bracha you recite right before you are designating the item as challah, designating the item as challah, is the machlokas, exactly what the nusach is of that particular bracha. We quoted last week, just one last thing by way of introduction, the Ramban and Piskei Challah, quote a Tosefta, that we know the Gemara tells us in Psachim on Daf Zayin, in Megillah on Daf Chaf Aleph, in Sukkah on Lamed Ches or so, that we always make brachas over La'asiyasan, before you fulfill the mitzvah. So when exactly do I make the bracha? When exactly do I make the bracha? So Ramban, quote a Tosefta, it depends. If you're planning, last week's shiur, on being Koreas Hashem, you're planning on saying Harezo Chala, that's what makes into Chala, so then you would first separate the dough, you would pick it up, you would say the bracha, then you would say, Harei zo chala, because you make the bracha right before you designate it as chala. So you'd pick up, you'd separate it, make the bracha, then say Harei zo chala. But if you're not Korei Alav as Hashem, if you're just going to separate it without saying Harei zo chala, so then the bracha should really be recited even before you pick it up, even before you separate any of the dough, because if you're not saying Harei zo chala, it actually becomes challah once you separate it. So you have to say the bracha right before the item becomes challah. If you're going to be Korei Alav as Hashem, that's right before Korei Alav as Hashem. If you're not going to be, that's right before you separate it itself. But that's the bracha of Hafrashas Challah. Okay. What we want to try to figure out in the time that we have is what is the nature of this particular bracha of Hafrashas Challah. And I want at least probably like a 90-second hakdama to the world of brachos. Many of us, I'm sure, are familiar with this, but maybe we'll add a couple layers of nuance. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos that there are three kinds of brachas. There's a brachas hanehanin, a bracha that you recite before you get hana from food. There's a brachas hamitzvah, a bracha you recite prior to fulfilling a mitzvah. And there's a brachas shevach v'hodah, brachas that you recite in praise of particular things. Three kinds of brachas. Nehanin, shevach v'hodah, and a brachas mitzvah. In a perfect world, all brachas would fit into those three categories. However, some really don't. And there are complex brachas, and there are brachas that we're not sure exactly how to categorize them. I think the Avud Ram has a fourth category called tefillah. That's like a different kind of bracha. But there are certain brachas where we're not sure how to categorize it. As an example, one of the brachas, which is a very complex bracha to categorize, is the Birchas Erusin, the bracha that you recite when a couple gets married. Some Rishonim seem to think it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a bracha on the mitzvah of marriage. Some Rishonim seem to think, maybe the Rosh Hashita and Ksubis, it's a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, it's a bracha on praising Hashem. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Some think it's like, maybe it's a new kind of a bracha. Maybe it doesn't fit into any of the categories. Maybe. Another very famous example is Birchas HaTorah. Is Birchas HaTorah Birchas HaMitzvah? Sometimes, yeah. Is Birchas Shevach V'Hodah? Could be that's the Ramban Shita. Maybe Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaNenin on the pleasure of learning Torah. Maybe the Kiyos Yaakov, based on the Taz, there's a Torah about that. Maybe it's a new kind of bracha, Reb Chaim, the Cheftes Shel Torah, Tu'una Bracha. Maybe there are different kinds. And then it's not clear how you categorize particular brachas. And there's a long list of brachas like this. Maybe one year Kaitz Ma'amol and Psachim Daf Zayin, if we can make it through, and we'll have Shir. That was witty. Come on, and we'll go through all those brachas. The bracha on Shechita has a similar kind of a shaila. The bracha of Lachnisa B'Shav Mavino about Bris Mila is a similar shaila. We have a lot of different shailas as to how exactly that plays out. Okay, what's the nature of this bracha of Asher Kiddushan B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu LaHafresh? Chala, truma, chala, whatever it happens to be. So the simple pshat is this is a classic Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a classic Birchas HaMitzvah. What's the raya to Birchas HaMitzvah? Asher kedishanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. Apparently it is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah. This bracha is actually brought as a raya in a couple interesting discussions. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and Ramban HaMitzvos in Shoresh Yud Beis, the Ramban maintains that when it comes to both Truma and Challah, there are two separate and distinct mitzvahs, referenced a couple weeks ago. There's a mitzvah to separate Challah, and there's a mitzvah to give Challah. The Ramban says, well, wait a minute. The fact that there's a bracha which is made on the Hafrashas Challah is what proves that Hafrashas Challah is its own independent mitzvah. How come? Because the Gemara says in Mesachas Menachos that you only recite a mitzvah at the full completion of a mitzvah. So if the real mitzvah was not the separation but the giving, we should have just made a bracha at the end by the giving. The fact that we make a bracha by the hafrasha, so that shows, in fact, that it's actually a mitzvah. That shows that it's really, the hafrasha itself is its own independent mitzvah. Haraya, it has a birchas hamitzvah. So this bracha, understanding it as a birchas hamitzvah, has one very important implication that hafrasha is its own. Is there a bracha on the Sina? Is there anyone that? Great. So is its own kind of a, maybe one day we'll speak about that. It's its own mitzvah. The answer is discussion could be not, but then maybe for side reasons. That's a Chuvas HaRashba about that. Okay. The Taz, in the beginning of Yoredeya, actually also quotes this, understands this, to point to the fact, we referenced this earlier in the year, the Taz understands as follows. There's a big discussion in Rishonim and Achronim. The Netziv in the She'iltos in Siman Kuf, in the She'ilta Kuf, a big discussion in the Rush and Ksubis, in the Avud Raham, in a lot of Mekoros, do you make a Birchas HaMitzvah only on something which is a mitzvah, or do you make it also on a matir? Let's say there's no positive mitzvah. All the thing does is it permits something. So a good example would be Shechita. We make a bracha prior to Shechting. Should you make, is that a Birchas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of Shechita? What if you hold that Shechita is not a mitzvah? It's a matir. If you want to eat, the Torah said, this is what you do in order to be able to eat. So there are a variety of mekoros, and the Tziv seems to assume, at least within the She'iltos, that you only make a Birchas HaMitzvah, shakar, on a mitzvah. But if it wouldn't be a mitzvah, it was a halachic, it could be quoted in the 613, but it's not really a mitzvah. It's a halachically described, prescribed mechanism that permits something, then maybe you wouldn't really make a bracha. So the Taz points out in Siman Aleph in Yoredeya, the Taz says, we make a Birchas HaMitzvah on Truma, on Challah. He's like the Truma, many of us, we talk about Challah also. He says, how can we make a bracha on the Hafrasha? It must be not that you make a bracha, Hafrasha's Challah is, if you want to eat the food, you separate, it's a matir, but rather, no, even if you don't want to eat the food, there's a mitzvah to separate. We can see from the presence of the bracha, it tells us something about the Hafrasha. For the Ramban, Hafrasha as its own mitzvah. For the Taz, that this bracha is partially because there is a mitzvah to be mafresh, whether you want to eat the dough or you want to eat the food or not, you have a proactive requirement to come along and to separate. You have an achrayas to come along and to separate. That is assuming it is a birchas hamitzvah. Why would you not want to say it's a birchas hamitzvah? Like, it's so good. It works. It says, asher kishana b'mitzvot v'tzivanu. Like, this keep as birchas mitzvah. So where is the evidence to suggest otherwise? So one step would be, if I hold, like the Magen Avraham seems to hold, we'll quote that in a little bit, if I hold that there is no real mitzvah to separate challah, I can hold that for one of two reasons. I can hold that because maybe it's just a matir, you have no need to, it's just if you want to eat the food, this is what you have to do, maybe it's not really a mitzvah. Or maybe even if it's a mitzvah, maybe I argue with the Ramban and Shor Resh Yud Beis. Maybe I argue there's a mitzvah of Hafrasha, but that's a mitzvah which is part of a larger mitzvah, Hafrasha / Nesina. And therefore, it shouldn't make a bracha at the Hafrasha. You have it separated. So even if it's part of a mitzvah, it wouldn't be independent, and therefore it wouldn't get its own bracha on the Hafrasha. The real thing, the Gemar mitzvah, is Nesina. We only make brachas on the Gemar mitzvah, parentheses. But what if you don't make a bracha on the Sina? And then the Hafrasha Memela would you make if not the Gemara? So Pasha is probably even not. But yeah. It's a lot about a lot of these things. That's an exception to the rule also. You're knowing that there may be additional exceptions to the rule. That is true. That's true. I don't want to get into that, but Pashtas, the rule is the Gemara is the Gemara Menachos. Exactly. No, that we did. We're only doing that sign. But that's that. Okay. So maybe Hafrasha on its own shouldn't get a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. So where else do you see this? There's a fascinating discussion where you see some indications that maybe the bracha of Hafrasha's Challah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, or at minimum is not a standard Birchas HaMitzvah. Where do you see this from? So this, the Rav pointed out, it's a very sharp idea. The following context. The Gemara in Meseches Baba Kama on Daf Tzadi Dalet, it's a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says, let's say you steal someone's dough. You're in the dorms and you want to bake challah as a segula for someone, and the segula is a more attractive activity than is the Isser of Geneva. So you're willing to steal in order to make that challah, because like it's a powerful segula. So a person comes along and they steal flour, the Gemara says. Hare gazel sa'a shalchitim, tachna, you grind it, lasha, you make it into dough, and you bake it, and you separate challah. The Gemara says, Ketzad mevarich. What bracha should you make on that? The Gemara says, Ein ze mevarich elam minait. That's a disgusting, blasphemous thing to make a bracha of hafrashas challah. It's simple pshat in the Gemara to make a bracha on hafrashas challah when it's stolen dough. This is a very important Gemara. It's a very important Gemara that relates to ideas of mitzvah haba ba'aveira. It's a very important Gemara. There is a machlokas Rambam Ravid in the end of the first parak of Hilchos Brachos. In Hilchos Brachos, parak Aleph Halacha Gittes. The Rambam and the Ravid the following machlokas. If you're eating usher food, do you make a bracha on that food or do not make a bracha on that food? If I'm eating tray food, do I make a bracha or not? The Ravid says, yeah, of course you make a bracha. Why not? Maybe you can't make a zimun, that's the Mishnah Dafim Hay and Brachos, but why not make a bracha on the food? It's all good to go. The Rambam, however, argues that you would not make a bracha, that you would not make a bracha on that food. Where does the Rambam get that from, that you wouldn't make a bracha on that food? So, Farshim point out, from the Gemara in Baba Kama, just as you wouldn't make a bracha when you're mafresh challah, from stolen challah, you shouldn't make a bracha when you're eating not kosher, when you're eating not kosher food. What does the Ravid hold? The Ravid holds something very simple. The Ravid's shita is, this the Rav explains, is that the Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama was talking about a birchas ha-mitzvah. When you steal dough to fulfill the mitzvah of hafrashas challah, you don't make a bracha. That's blasphemous. That's like a case of mitzvah haba ba'aveira. You fulfill the mitzvah by stealing the dough. That's mitzvah haba ba'aveira. It would be inappropriate to recite a birchas ha-mitzvah when you fulfill the mitzvah ba'aveira. But says the Ravid, that has no shaychas beyond birchas ha-mitzvahs. That Gemara was about hafrashas challah. Don't make the birchas ha-mitzvah hafrashas challah if it's stolen dough. That has no shaychas to whether you should make a bracha for eating pork. That has no connection. Make the bracha for eating pork. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam is saying, I can bring a raya from birchas ha-mitzvah of hafrashas challah, from the birchas challah, to not making a birchas hanenen. What's the jump the Rambam's making to say, just like you can't make a bracha of hashchala when you're mafresh at be'isser, you also shouldn't make a bracha when you're eating non-kosher food. So what you could say is, the Rambam just says, we learned this Gemara, that all brachas are always inappropriate if they're tainted by anything. Bracha should be pure and holy. If it's not a really smooth, good bracha, you shouldn't be making it at all. It should be a good, smooth mitzvah. That's what it is. Berachas ha-mitzvah, berachas ha-vodah, berachas ha-nenin. The Rambam says the yesod is, it's blasphemous to make a problematic bracha. But the Rav made the following suggestion. It's like a two-step suggestion. But the Rav said as follows. Maybe, it's something that Reichman adds, I think, in the footnote. That maybe the bracha on hafrashas challah is actually not a regular berachas ha-mitzvah. Maybe it's partially a birchas shevach v'hodah. It's a way in which we praise the Ribbono Shel Olam. Where do you get this kind of an idea from? Because the Taz suggests that for the bracha on shechita. It looks like a birchas mitzvah, but the Taz says, I don't think there's a real mitzvah there by shechita. It's a matir. Must be, it's like thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something when you make that bracha. So says the Rav the following idea. Birchas hanehenin is very similar to a birchas shevach v'hoda'a. That's a huge assumption, but we'll work with it for many, many mefarshim. The Ritvas come out mefurish like this in brachas and daf lamed hey. That why am I making a shahakal before I eat birchas hanenin? I'm praising Hashem for the food before I eat it. That birchas shevach v'hoda'a and birchas hanenin are really very, very similar. So maybe that's pshat in Shitas HaRambam. The bracha on hafrashas chala, it's like a thumb a little bit, but not like a full thumb. The bracha on hafrashas chala is a birchas shevach v'hodah. The Gemara in Baba Kama said, if you stole the dough, it's inappropriate to praise Hashem when it's done be'isser. We don't praise Hashem when we do something be'isser. Memela, if I don't praise Hashem, we do something be'isser. And birchas nehenin's be'etzem, the same kind of a thing. It's a birchas nehenin. Because it's be'etzem, the same kind of a thing of praising Hashem, we're going to say, also, don't make a birchas hanenin before you eat. Don't make a birchas hanenin before you eat. But the Rambam says about birchas mitzvah? Could that be the right ha'ara to make, which they point out there also. I'm starting to get into that. Fine. Yeah. That's the point that you're making. Yeah. Avada. Only because the Rav, Yosef Engel, read that kashem like kashem. Before then, people didn't read it as kashem. No. They revealed things that were always there. It's like as Tversky once said about a chiddush, like you know, Newton didn't invent gravity, he discovered gravity. It was always there. Just like, you know, that's what a chiddush is. It's always there, just you discover it. Well, that's really true. There are other ways of saying chiddushim also, but I don't want to get into that discussion. Okay. So maybe it really is somewhat more of a berachas ha'avodah, which is a move that often gets pulled by things that look like berachas ha-mitzvahs that don't seem to be berachas ha-mitzvahs. Asher kiditana b'mitzvot v'tivanu al ha-arayos, the berachas erisin that the Rush calls a berachas ha-avodah has an asher kiditana b'mitzvot v'tivanu. We find that phenomenon sometimes. Tana mitzvah becomes part of a larger praising of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which derech agav, I would point out, may be very appropriate in the realm of hafrashas chala. Because if a lot of hafrashas chala, the goal is recognizing, not kochi v'otzim yadi, asli is chayal, not that I did it all myself, I'm the guy that did everything, but it's really recognizing Hashem's role in what anything I create, so it makes sense that you'd want to praise Hashem at that particular time for God's role in that which you are, in that which you are creating. So it could be it's a berachas ha-mitzvah, but the Rav suggested maybe it has some berachas ha-hodah implications, and that may impact Shittas HaRambam a little bit. But there is a third mahalach. The third mahalach. The Shulchan Aruch is a little bit of a famous stira. This actually is not a little bit famous. This is a famous stira in Shulchan Aruch, not because of the stira, because the answer to the stira. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim and Siman Ches, a halacha that we're all familiar with. When you make a birchas ha-mitzvah on tzitzis, says in Shulchan Aruch, v'yavareich me'umad. It is good to make that bracha while you are standing. Ask the Magen Avraham, sounds like a birchas ha-mitzvah should be recited while you're standing. But how come in Yoredeya and Siman Shin Chav Ches, it's a Mishnah in Mesechas Chala, it's a bracha on Hafrashas Chala you could recite sitting down? I don't get it. If there's a rule that Birchas HaMitzvah should really always be reciting standing up, so why is it that for Hafrashas Chala you're going to make the bracha, you're going to be sitting down? What exactly is the pshat? Okay, it happens to be, Derech Agav, it happens to be, that there are a lot of answers to this question. Pnei Yoshua and Megillah has an answer. The Pischei Tshuva quotes. There's a lot of different answers to this particular question. The Magen Avraham says the following answer. He says no. By a real Birchas HaMitzvah, you have to stand. Real Birchas HaMitzvah, you have to stand. But he has, we quoted this earlier this year, it's an amazing line. But by Hafrashas Chala, it's not a, I don't know how to say it, but Yesh Lomar Hafrashas Chala, ain't a mitzvah kolkach. It's not like that much of a mitzvah. The Eino Osa El Lasakin Machalo. It's a tikkun. It's a matir. You do it to permit the food, but it's not a mitzvah kolkach. And therefore, you can make the bracha while you're sitting down. So there's really, I think, two ways to say it out. Does the Magen Avraham mean to say that the bracha of Rosh Hashanah is a birchas ha-mitzvah, but it's like a tier two birchas ha-mitzvah? Since it's only like a lower tier, ain't a mitzvah kol kach, the standards are somewhat lower, and therefore you're allowed to sit. That's probably how I would have understood it. It's a birchas ha-mitzvah, but it's like a tier two birchas ha-mitzvah. Like it's like a lower tier. It's matir the food, but it's not the full kind of birchas ha-mitzvah. Memela, that's why you're allowed to sit. However, the Primegadim says it out a little bit differently. Primegadim is real. It's like a real achronim on Shulchan Aruch. And his lashon, I think, is really great. There are achronim that quote him dropping a word or two, and I wish I thought that it was the right thing to do, to drop the word or two, because then it's like really even smoother. But the Primegadim says as follows. He quotes the Magen Avraham, but he like adds words in. V'tiritz dichala havi ke'ein nehenin she'asar lo le'echol belichala ulekach mutter leishev. You always recite Birchas HaMitzvahs, maybe you stand. But Birchas HaNehenins, we sit when we say a Birchas HaNehenin. Person's going to make Hamot at the Shabbos table, they're makbet to sit. They sit when you say a Birchas HaNehenin. Says the Primegadim, this is Ke'ein Nehenin. Now there are Achronim that quote the Primegadim as saying it is a Birchas HaNehenin. It is a Birchas HaNehenin. I'm not sure he's going that far to say it's a full-blown Birchas HaNehenin. As much as he's saying, again, it's like a different kind. It's not a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. It's like this like hybrid, kind of like a Birchas HaMitzvah, but it has like a Birchas HaNehenin component. Meaning, what's a Birchas HaNehenin? A Birchas HaNehenin is what you do to permit yourself to be able to eat food. This is a bracha that you are reciting for what purpose? To permit you to be able to eat food. It's basically like a Birchas HaNehenin. Is it a regular classic Brichas Hanenin? No. Regular classic Brichas Hanenin is what you recite right before you get the Hana. It seems to be, I think, in the Prima Gadim, some sort of like a middle kind of like a Brichas Mitzvah, Brichas Hanenin kind of an idea. Like Brichas Torah, maybe. It's like a bracha that you recite. It's like a little bit of a mitzvah. Like it ain't a mitzvah kol kach, but it also has like a hana type component. It's something you're doing to facilitate a certain kind of hana. It's at minimum enough of a Birchas Hanenin type bracha that you recite it sitting down, like a Birchas Hanenin. It's more associated with the hana that you're going to get. So it could be a Birchas HaMitzvah. Wonderful, Shalom Yisrael. Could be it has a Birchas Shevavodah type component, or it could really have elements of Birchas Hanenin. Birchas Hanenin. Why would you really want to say it's Birchas Hanenin? Because Leis Prima Gadim have an even better pshat in Shitas HaRambam. L'chora. Why does the Rambam say, the Gemara in Baba Kama says, again, I think it's an even smoother pshat. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that if you steal challah, you don't make a bracha on the hafrashas challah. And the Rambam says, I'm going to learn from there that the same way you don't make a bracha on the hafrashas challah if you stole it, you don't make a brichas hanenin in be'isser. The Ravid says, how are you learning from a hafrashas challah, which is a brichas hamitzvah, to saying you don't make brachas on brichas hanenins? Elamai, what could the Rambam potentially hold? The bracha on hafrashas challah could also be a partial Birchas Hanenin, like the Prima Gadim. And if you hold the bracha of hafrashas challah is really like a Birchas Hanenin, Mimela, I get the mucker for the Rambam, why all Birchas Hanenins can never be recited on a davar ha'aser. Because I learned from hafrashas challah is a Birchas Hanenin, that you don't say if it's on a davar aser. So to all Birchas Hanenins, you can't say if it's on a davar, if it's on a davar ha'aser, if it's on a davar ha'aser. Let me just chazer what we did tonight. There's a little bit of extra Torah here. At some point, I would love people to share over. But let me just try to chazer what we said. Cast. Number one, there is a bracha that you recite whenever you're going to be separating challah. There is a machlokas ha-rishonim, what the bracha is. Lahafresh challah or lahafresh truma. Lahafresh truma challah. The smach says it doesn't really matter that much. As long as you get the basics of the bracha down, you're all good. Number two, what is this bracha on hafrashas challah? Pashtas, it's a birchas hamitzvah. Birchas hamitzvah, separating challah. Apparently, says the Ramban, there's an independent mitzvah to separate challah. That's why it gets its own bracha. Independent mitzvah to separate challah. That's why it gets its own bracha. Okay. However, Salvetic suggested that perhaps the bracha of hafrashas challah is really a birchas shevach v'hoda'ah. That maybe it really isn't the mitzvah to separate challah, but we have to be mishabeach to Ribono Shel Olam for the role that he had in allowing us to have this dough. The Prima Gadim understands in Magen Avram that maybe it's even like a little bit of a birchas hanenin. That we're doing it in order to allow us to get hana from the food. I have to do it to be able to eat the food. The same way birchas hanenin, says Prima Gadim, is fulfilled, sitting down, so too this should be said while you are sitting down. A lot of very Yisodistic Torah, a lot of Bet Hachos Brachos, but a lot of it's tully in how you understand different ideas about hafrashas challah. We'll have Be'ez Hashem.